to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We've got a great show today because we're going to be talking about some trends, things happening in the restaurant world, things happening in Brevard. I can tell you I've got from marketing from the city, Gina is doing the Mr. and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride. Last I heard, she was on Fisk Avenue. I don't know about you guys, but the snowboarders are back early because let me tell you, the roads are packed. I got Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, hello, hello.
The roads have been packed.
Yeah.
Accident, which brings me to, I don't know if I talked about this last week, because my daughter and her boyfriend literally were on a 95 going 75 miles an hour on Saturday night and 1:30 in the morning, and somebody beans into the back of them, totaling his car. How he kept control of it, I mean, it's like truly... You know, I thank God that they were okay. They didn't get hurt. But the person hit them and took off. Fortunately, her car was so smashed also that she only made it a half a football field away. 50 yards away, the police got her. And no remorse, no I'm sorry, and totally underinsured. My kids end up in the hospital. My daughter's got, you know, concussion, and... this person's not insured enough to cover anything, including the car or rental for this young man. This is how our streets are becoming. Every day we hear of a fatality on 95. It's getting bad. Now, do you have to drive in far when you come into the studio?
No, I come from Merritt Island.
Okay, so that's not so, bad.
Not too bad.
But it's bumper to bumper.
Some mornings it's really bad.
So is it the snowbirds are back early? Is it... we're getting overpopulated. What is it?
I think we're getting overpopulated.
I think we're getting overpopulated.
Yeah.
And I know in Melbourne, they're building all these really quick, like out in Vieira. Oh my gosh, the like apartments going up. And they're all called luxury apartments. And I got to tell you, some of them are really nice. Like the Marisol, I've been there. It's like staying in a posh hotel. I mean, it's cool.
There's several of them going around here too. There's like one here on US 1. That's being built right there.
And let
me
tell you, you're renting something, you're paying the price.
Oh, yeah.
It's outrageous. So I've got, it's funny, it's the same people that just got smashed in that car. They're looking for a home. You know, they're 22 years old. They want to be out on their own with another friend. You have to have, I don't know what the criteria is. It's like three times what you make a week to get in there. You got to pay this $100 just for them to check your credit, which I think is sort of a scam. I think they're checking a whole bunch of people when they have no hopes of it. Which brings me to, I know of a house in Indy Atlantic that seriously has been for rent forever because they make their living taking applications. Everybody puts in an application, they get $80. They have no, and then they'll call them up and go, I'm really sorry, we had a better candidate than you.
There should be no charge for any credit checks or any applications.
So, well, let's go back to that, because I always say put your foot on the other person's shoe, you know, your feet in the other person's shoes. When I do any kind of credit check, it costs me $40,
really?
Anywhere between $35 and $40. When I do for work or anything like that, yeah, we're paying. So do I just take that fee on because I want to make sure that it's the right person for me? I mean, I think that might be the answer.
That's true.
Yeah. Or maybe if you're not qualified and you're wasting my time, you should pay for it. I don't know. This is a toughie. Let's just look at that. We're renting a place, okay? The people come in, we want to make sure they're qualified.
Right.
Okay, so we're paying for it, but what if we do 20 people and they're totally, all of them are unqualified? We better make them pay. I think we better make them pay, maybe. There we go. We just solved one problem in the world.
Yeah, solved.
Let's split it 50-50. Maybe we should split it 50-50. There's a Christian answer.
Well, that would, I mean, that to me is more realistic.
Okay.
Okay. Because, you know, that person applying for the job.
And how about a drug test? We pay for the drug test.
Yeah.
But I say, if you come up negative, though, or positive, I mean, you should pay for it. Because you just wasted my time and my money. So if you know that you're going to fail a drug test, don't even take it. I love, now here's the modern world of employment. People will say, could we wait 2 weeks before you take that test?
No.
Don't even worry about it.
That right there. There's a flag right there, red flag.
Don't even worry about it, okay? I'll see you later, another day, another place.
Right.
So that brings me to, because, you know, all these, and I'm not going to say all these young people. We talked about it on the show. I have people my age or older who are going back to the patchouli and smoking pot.
It's a variety of ages. It's just not one age.
I'm telling you, maybe everybody will get happy.
Well, we need to get happy.
You know, mine is, what's the word when you do something, like, you know how they give you an aspirin, but it's really just like nothing. It's just the shape of a pill, but it's really no chemicals
right,
in it.
Right.
Okay. A placebo effect. Is that what it's called? Okay. So I'm just going to eat gummies that have nothing in them, so maybe that I'll feel better.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't want any drugs in it.
It's just
yeah.
the thing of doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to eat gummies. Somebody send me gummies, but make sure there's no THC or anything in them, and I'm going to act a lot better.
Right.
I might dance on the table, for God's sake.
Oh boy.
So it's become strange out there. Everything's different. We've got more people on the road. People are crashing. Yeah. Last night, my car, Jennifer, was driving in it, and US 1, Panita, four motorcycles, pulls up the side. She's got John's little ones with her, okay? And they took some kind of glove on their hand, like metal glove or something, and broke my mirror right off of my vehicle.
Seriously?
Smash it. I'm sure it's over $1,000 damage. Called the police. They said that was the fourth vehicle that these people had done that to, but they couldn't get them. Hello? Police, sheriffs, do
There's
your job.
Got to be somebody out there that knows something about.
So, you know what? Let's just put that out there to the universe here in Brevard. If you know somebody who was, you know, I think they call them crotch rockets. They're the fast motorcycles, not like the Harley, because you would not see anybody driving a Harley doing something like this, okay? This is punks. Punks on bikes. Come up, smash it. You know what? Own it. Call me and pay for my vehicle and say, oh, Kim, I'm oh so sorry. Repent, repent.
Right, exactly.
I think it's terrible, truly. I mean, on a minimum, you know, you got a deductible, $1,000. It's going to be $1,000 fix because your punk butt felt like hitting my mirror with two little girls in the car, by the way.
Yep.
Hello, hello, Gina. I'm on a rant already. You know, you didn't get here fast enough.
I got her started.
I'm on a Kim rant. I'm talking about, and this will fit right in. Gina's in the house.
Gina is.
So I was saying Gina's on Mr. and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride Inn because traffic is crazy.
I have no idea what has happened in the world.
So we were just talking about that. Is it population happening? Is it the snowbirds are back early?
It's
snowing up north.
I think it's population.
Maybe.
Population.
It's snowing.
I'd want to get out of the snow, too.
You know what? It's snowing up north. The first time I would see a few things, I would go, oh, that's beautiful. Let's go.
Well, it could be a combo.
Let's get out of here.
It could be a combination, but I think it's population as well.
And, you know, my brother came in this week. Keith's back. Keith's back in Florida here. And so I can tell you, people from the north drive crazy, too, because he drives crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm from the north.
I know.
Just saying.
But you're from the east. You're from the East.
I'm from the Mid-Atlantic.
The Mid-Atlantic.
Which is, you know, Delmarva.
Delmarva.
We are a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know, like everybody says, New York drivers are terrible drivers.
Delaware is the worst.
So I have a philosophy on the New York thing. It's because they don't drive all that much. Like, we drive every day wherever we're going. In New York, you have other transportation. You're hopping in a cab at the corner because you're only going down five streets. But if you were walking, it would take, or if you were driving in your own car, it would take you forever.
I think it's the mentality, because if you've ever been a pedestrian in New York City, which I have been.
Yeah.
It's like, even when the little walk signs come on, it's almost like something clicks in their brains that how many points will that get them? They're not stopping. They're aiming at you. Whereas, like, I'm from Maryland, and the law is that pedestrians have the right of way. Whether people push that limit or not is up to them. But normally, you know, you're going to make it across the street as a pedestrian. In New York, not so much.
Have you been to Gatlinburg?
I have not.
Okay, so Gatlinburg's a cool little town because it used to be before the never-ending global warming. Okay, controversy. But before global warming, there was a lot of snow there. It was snow a lot, and it was a ski resort. You had the ski lifts all over the place. You could go from one end of Gatlinburg to the other end of Gatlinburg, which you can still do, only there's no snow. Okay, but at the crosswalks, it says, hit a pedestrian, it's like $50. Hit a duck, it's $500.
Oh, the world.
Seriously.
Yes. Yes.
The world.
I took pictures of it because I was like, is it worse if you hit a duck than a human? This is the craziest thing ever. We should do that on the beach. So, now, do you drive A1A a lot?
Pretty often.
Which A1A, you know, which runs all the way to Maryland, Atlantic's First Avenue, because I know in Ocean City, it's A1A. Okay. Avenue.
I guess
A1A.
I don't remember.
And A1A is Atlantic's First Avenue, the first street in the universe. I don't know why it starts on the right instead of the left, but now it is now Jimmy Buffett Boulevard or something. Have you noticed that?
No.
Yes, A1A is no longer.
I didn't know they officially
changed the name. I hate when they do that.
I don't understand that, though.
Me neither.
Why isn't it like, you know, Tom Petty Highway or Leonard Skinner Highway? Yeah. I mean,
or
we're talking
the Doors.
Big
the guy
acts,
from the Doors
right?
was in my.
Yeah, he was born here. Yeah, was one little here. Brief thing.
But what about the surfer from Cocoa Beach?
Yeah, or the comedian. What's the redheaded comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Carrot
Top.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, he went to Coco.
Achy Breaky Heart hung out here too on A1A. I mean, yeah, we've had a lot of people. Jimmy Buffett.
I don't
for some
get
reason,
it.
Jimmy Buffett got the road. I hate when they change a name. I know even like Airport Road, Martin Luther King, saying anything bad about him whatsoever, but please, it's the airport. Leave it called Airport Road so I know where I'm going. You know, it's like, why do we have to do this? I went to Hollywood, Florida. I lived at 21st and Lee Street in Hollywood for a brief time in my life. I went with my kids and I was going to show them the street's gone because there's no more Lee Street because he was a general and it was, you remember they did away with some of the
history.
Presidents. Yeah. They changed history. It's like, they don't need to do that. Mm-mm. We could make it an example. We don't actually need to disappear, right?
Right.
We could make an example and go, you just have to learn.
The history.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, history repeats itself.
You know, I've been on my soapbox
here
at the school board because I'm all about me selecting what my children read, not somebody else. Leave the books there. I read, what is it, Mark Twain. I'm all right. I think I'm all right. Maybe I'm not. Gina, how was your week? We had
a grandbaby.
Yeah. So last Tuesday, this is the best reason anybody has ever had for canceling a show at the last minute. I wasn't even angry. I was like, oh, you go, girl. You're going to be a grandma.
That's right.
You're
going to
be.
Right.
Yeah. So you had a daughter, a granddaughter.
Yes, I have a granddaughter.
Okay. That
Her
is so
is
awesome.
Her name is Aislinn Noel.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
She's so
different.
Perfect.
Where'd you come up with that one? Where'd they come up with that?
If I told you, you would probably giggle.
Okay.
But
I wanna giggle.
The daddy's name begins with an A. So they wanted an A name.
Okay.
His nickname is Ace.
Okay.
Let's just say I'm lucky her name is not Ace. It was a compromise, and they came up with Aislinn. And at first, I was like,
"Oh, I like that." No, I like that.
But you know, it's grown on me, and she's—I'll show you pictures. She
looks like an Aislinn.
Yes, and my daughter's middle name is Noelle, and because she was due around the holidays, you know, she was due actually yesterday.
That's wow.
But Monday night, I had this feeling. And I said, I want you all to come and we can take this Christmas picture because we do a family picture every year and we do like a funny one and we do our serious one. And this year we didn't even have time to get the pajamas. I just said, wear a Christmas t-shirt or a holiday t-shirt and let's do this. They all came over Monday night and we got the funniest picture of everyone like with her belly going,
Oh, and then it's gone. Yeah.
And that night before I went to bed, and I went to bed late, it was probably 12:45, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got a text message that said, I always text my kids, night, love you. I got a text message back, just so you know,
you pushed
it out of
her. I think
my water broke, and we're going to go to the hospital just to make sure.
Well, that's pretty cool, and certainly the best reason and best excuse, because I get a lot of them at last minute, but that was a good one. And with that being said, you were with me this weekend. We had the market, and you were a photographer there.
Yes, I was.
You were taking pictures. You know, to me, the coolest part of the holiday market is that people can come with their cell phones and take pictures of their kids. I got great pictures of my kids because, you know, my one's 19 now. I might never get her in another Santa Claus picture with the little one. They're too cool. They're whatever. I got them both in a picture. But when you go to the mall, it's like a bazillion dollars now to get your picture taken. And your setting was better. You know, Patty did an awesome job.
Did you see the pictures?
I didn't see any of yours.
Look, I'm going to toot my horn.
Okay, toot your horn, girl.
I'm in love with the pictures I did this year.
Okay.
So every year I used to take my kids to Millennium Mall. And I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have. I love
that
Millennium
Santa
Mall.
That Santa was amazing. Well, we're talking years.
And
I had
the
consecutive
tree was huge.
Pictures.
Yes.
So I watched them. And I always paid attention to how they got the kids to make facial expressions. Uh-huh. And how the pictures weren't like standing back 10 feet. Direct, full shot, far away.
Yeah, you look like a photographer.
I got in there,
man.
And I've done this every year, and I swear, Patty chose the best background next to Santa's costume or outfit or
And I love
suit.
The bench. It was a bench. it was cool.
Perfect.
You were there, Danny.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
He popped next to it. Look, I posted everything. I edited them all and posted yesterday.
Is everything posted at
City of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf Facebook page.
Okay. Let's talk about it. What's coming up. I got to tell you, we're going to be careful about what we say today because we're running this show next Tuesday also. I have three events on the same day next Tuesday. And I have three events, and I have to clone myself somehow to be.
Okay.
I'm going to at least do two of them in one location.
So everyone's going to hear about my grandbaby twice.
And everybody's going to get to hear about that. And we're not going to talk about any. We do have our, you know, people like the Melbourne Seafood and stuff, but we're not going to date it because we're gonna just tell people, especially like Harley Davidson, we're going to give them a number this week and they're going to call.
Cool.
And we're going to tell them what's happening in December, though. But what do you got looking at here? What are you working on? What's exciting?
We have the Christmas in the Park coming up December 13th.
Okay.
At the Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center right there at the complex.
You need me to do anything?
I don't think so because
no?
I'll tell you what,
okay.
it's a free event for the public and it is full. We have Palm Bay High School Band and Chorus.
Okay.
The Mount Moriah Church Choir, Love Inc. Church, New Restoration Church, Praise Dancers, etc. Like, I mean, more.
Every church
he's working on the list.
Okay.
So we have lots of performances.
And is this a fundraiser of some kind?
It is not.
It is not. It's just
a fun community
it's
event.
For fun.
So the food will
it's
be
like
distributed.
The purple hats.
Yes. We love that. Eddie Lee Taylor Association, along with the City of Melbourne, will be giving out the food.
Do we know who Eddie Taylor is? Who is Eddie Taylor? Do we know?
Yes.
I don't know. Why don't I know? Let's educate me and everybody.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we talk about some of our parks and some of the people that they're named after,
all
and
right.
I'll put that together for you.
I
want to
do
you.
That. That would
okay.
be cool.
All right.
So coming in the future.
He was a great community leader in the area. He loved the community. He did a lot for it, and he was a very successful
and
man.
And that's the only one, really, because, I mean, that's In the past 6 months, I keep hearing Eddie Lee, and they've asked me to do a couple things over there. And I was like, where is it and what is it? And yeah,
I will work on that for you.
That'd be awesome.
We can do that.
I think that's a good thing for Brevard, too.
I agree.
Let us know. Yeah.
I agree. Let's see what else we have. We have face painting, arts and crafts for the kids. Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there.
Cool.
Delta Sigma Theta will be giving out books and toys on a first-come, first-serve basis. Club Esteem will be handling the kids' zone area. So that's where we have, like, the games and all the fun stuff for the kids. So that's a great event.
Okay.
It's an awesome community event. And I just had
And then again, that was December 6
to 9 p.m.,
right?
December 13th, 6 to 9 p.m., Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center. And then it's January, so we'll have Touch a Truck. You know all about Touch a Truck.
Yep, I got Touch a Truck Saturday, January 25th. See, touch, explore, honk, ride through a course. And I got to tell you, the obstacle course is cool. It's cute. They get into little cars and they go along stuff. It's ages 2 to 10 can ride on the cars.
Yes.
That event is 9 to 12, right?
Yep. And the quiet time is 9 to 10 a.m. So if you
quiet
have a
time for
sensitive
sensory
little
issue.
One,
how does that, you know, because I was in the concession, do you get a lot of people for the sensory?
I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of comments on the Facebook about it.
Okay.
There are a lot of people out there looking for specific events that have something for their kids that are sensitive.
And you know, I have
to,
one of those.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to give them a time to enjoy this as well. So that's from 9 to 10.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I know even in our house, like we, you know, we she's getting much better. But when she was little, yeah, no lights, no sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so it's
it's
horns
important.
And stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
And it's just $1 for the ride through course, and that's ages 2 to 10.
And everybody, that's at the Melbourne Auditorium on Hibiscus. You can call 321-608-7420 if you need more information. And of course, do they do the email? Which email would they look at if they had questions or anything?
I want to say it's It's either play.melbourne or playmelbourne. I'll look it up.
Because we've got auditorium at MLB.
Oh, at the auditorium, yeah. Or they can always call. They can always call for more information.
Yep.
And go to our Facebook. Everything is listed in the events on our Facebook, and I promote them constantly. So it's City of Melbourne, Parks, Recreation, Golf.
And, you know, Touch a Truck's cool, though. Danny, have you been to that one?
I haven't been
Let me tell you, they've got, like, the riot mobile out there with the police. The police are out there. It's a fun day with them. They've got their trailer, you know, doing snow cones and stuff and giving away little stickers and things, but they've got every city truck out there, from
utilities,
you know, yeah,
facilities, fire trucks, yeah, it's really cool.
I have my rocket in the parking lot.
Corolla will be there.
Yeah, that's right. After that, is there anything before the father and daughter dance?
So yes, actually, we're going backwards because I had myself out of order.
Okay.
But we'll go backwards. So the 20th of January is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay. So what are we doing for that?
So that's at the Joseph N. Davis Community Center. It's Monday, January 20th from 1 to 5. It's free entry. There'll be live music, basketball games, performances, and food. And that's at 2547 Grant Street in Melbourne.
Okay. And where's Grant? What's the site, the big streets? Is Babcock?
It's off of, this will be closer to US 1.
Okay.
If you're heading south on US 1, just past downtown Melbourne, you turn right on Jackson.
Okay.
And then left on Grant Street.
Got you.
And, or you can get there from University.
Okay.
It's between
now,
University
and Now, do you do all these events? You're at all these events?
I try to stop
by.
You
stay busy.
I will be, I know. I will be at Touch a Truck, definitely. And I will most likely be at Martin Luther King Day. And I don't go to the rummage sales except if my husband wants to look for records.
Yeah.
But we do have one of those on January 11th.
You have a rummage sale.
Yes, we have a huge indoor rummage sale.
Okay.
At the O'Galley Civic Center. And that's Saturday, January 11th from 8 to 1. It's on Highland Avenue in the EGAD.
Sure. January 11th. Do I have that?
Free to attend.
Don't.
It's sold out, so there are lots of vendors there.
Okay, that's the rummage sale.
And then, then we get into February with tons of spring events.
I love the father-daughter dance.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm always there.
Yeah. So I don't know food-wise what we're doing this year. I think we have a new theme. Somebody mentioned the theme, and I went, oh, that'll be cool. We can come up with something like that. I'm doing a Grinch theme. This year, everybody wants to do a Grinch theme. So I've got red and green drinks. But food-wise, I just can't do green eggs and ham. I can't. I don't know what to do food-wise. I'm at a stump, and I got to come up with this, like, by December 2nd. Green food. See, it's interesting sometimes. 321-437-1567 gets you the What's Cooking in the 321 phone line. You can text us. You can text me while I'm on the air. We don't answer the phone on there because you might yell at me and make me cry before my show is over. Danny came to the marketplace, and you had something that others didn't have. You had my Cy Ginsberg pastrami sandwich.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
So we need to, do you like deli? Delicatessen?
I do.
So, I mean, this is the real true delicatessen on marble rye, old school way. You opted out of that sauerkraut. Because,
yeah,
you know, the
I'm
Reuben, I
person.
Know, you know, some are, some aren't. But we're going to be doing a deli day. So if you like deli food, we're going to have the corned beef and pastrami for the orchestra. The orchestra is coming in on December 18th and 19th. Maestro Mark will be here in the studio, of course, on that Tuesday the 17th, talking about what he's got planned for those two events. We're hoping to have everybody shows up in their matching pajamas. It's pretty cool. The families come in matching pajamas. And we do a lot of kids' food. But that night, we're going to be pushing come early, stay late. We're feeding you, and we're feeding you deli food. So we'll even have some good hot dogs for the kids.
Sounds good.
Yes. It's not kosher. I could bless it, I guess. And come as close as I can.
Kim's kosher.
Kim's
That's
kosher.
Right.
Kim's air kosher. Quotes. That's right. Air quotes.
Right.
You can't see it here on the radio, but air quotes. Right. Kim's kosher delicatessen at the Melbourne Auditorium. I'm actually looking forward to that because it's one of the things that is talked about on that What's Cooking, what is it? What's Eating in 321, the Brevard Eats.
Brevard Eats.
Brevard Eats.
Yeah, I think so.
Which was wonderful. That was actually Florida Today, Lynn Dowling and Susie Fleming that started that site. And I think they're like 40 bazillion people in now. And it's getting a little, to me, brutal. You know, they're trashing. They trashed Scott's on Fifth the other night. And I had, which was funny because I ate there the night before. And I was thinking to myself, this place is so cool. You know, have you ate? Did you say you ate there?
I have not. Remember,
okay,
I said
try
I need
that,
to,
yeah.
Yes. But I've had so much with the baby.
And it is, but it's one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
And it smells good always in there. And Scott's food is outrageously different than anywhere and awesome. But somebody put, somebody wrote, what's the most romantic restaurant in town for me and my husband to go? And they put, you know, people were putting the Yellow Dog and, you know.
The Normals.
You are,
yeah.
The Normal, yeah. And then somebody put Scott's, and then somebody wrote, it smells, and it's the 1970s. There's like disco balls and glitter all over, but that's Scott. I mean, of course, 10 minutes later, Scott's on the phone with me. Did you see I have a hater? It's like,
that's actually a
like,
blessing
it's all
sometimes,
good.
You know.
You need one or two.
Yeah. I said
I mean,
it's all good,
you
Scott.
You haven't hit the big time until
yeah,
you've had a hit,
yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Oh, then I must be huge.
So my phone must hear me talk about him. And we've been friends on Facebook for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how it happened. But we've never met in person. But now that we've talked, it's like his feed is all over my Facebook.
So I'm going to have him on the show with you.
Because awesome.
It'll be hilarious. Because you two will be hilarious together. I love when Hank comes. We call him the legal department because he keeps me and Scott clean. But we just have so much fun. And I love their, I don't even remember. I had something different the other day because I usually get filet. But he actually said to me, he came over and he goes, something fell in the pot by accident, but it tastes really good. And I go, I'll take two. And, you know, that's how I ordered there. So, yeah, so Scott's got a hater, and it's okay, Scott. Scott, it's okay to have a
it's
hater.
Okay.
You're not going out of business. You're still going to have people trying to get in, you know, this month to come eat. So, yeah, it's okay to have a hater. So how about you? Have you dined anywhere good lately? You eat at home.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to be honest. I am having a wisdom tooth issue.
Ooh.
So it's been
soft
really
food.
it's been really acting up, and I'm actually having surgery Monday. So next Tuesday is a no for me. I'm sorry, because I will be.
So we will not be here next
up.
Tuesday.
Okay, right. You
yeah,
just said
we're
that.
Not.
Perfect.
So you don't even have to call out. You don't have to call out sick. You don't have to call out wisdom.
I haven't been going.
You don't
going
have to tell me
anywhere.
Some story like you're going to become. You know, be
no
a grandma
more babies.
Again.
No more babies.
How many grandkids you got?
This is my first one.
Well, just one. That's huge. Then we definitely would love. It was the third kid. It'd be like, so what? You already have two. Make it to the studio.
Right.
Get the studio on time. You know, so we were talking about, though, when we came in, do you know anything about real estate?
A little.
Okay, because we were talking about, is it the snowbirds here?
Yeah.
Is it the too many people are moving here, the population? Do you see all these apartments going up?
Oh,
all
like
over.
Crazy. I don't know that that's a good thing either.
No,
when you pile
I don't like
people
it.
On top of one another yeah. and don't give them any me time.
And have you looked at some of the pricing?
Yes.
And I mean, I'm
I
not
have children
cheap.
In their 20s. I know.
Okay, so there's what it is. Because, you know, I have a 19-year-old, 22-year-old that are looking right now to get out of mom's house. And so they need, first of all, you need to make three times what you
mm-hmm.
make a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is people live week to week. Young people, you know. And then you need this first, last, and security.
Mm-hmm.
And then the credit check. I love this one. $80, $100. And
mm-hmm.
then there's some of them that I swear they're just taking the credit check
yes,
money.
They are.
And then they'll call and go, no, I'm sorry. We had a better candidate. Show me that. Show me where that was. Where was the negative credit? Because my kid has no negative credit. She has no credit, period.
Well, that's the problem.
And that's
she
the worst
enough
thing.
Credit.
That's,
but,
yeah, that's it.
But I'm just saying, it's like, I want to see, because I think it's a racket.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible what's happening.
Yeah.
And you know what really scares me is that they're plywood. They're
yes.
literally
and they're going
framed.
Up in,
oh, yeah.
It's I like mean, they're going up in 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're, there was a place I used to always laugh, and it's standing, and it's been there for years, but it was one of the first places that sort of went up in walls. It's at Panita and... US 1, and it was a place that literally one wall went up and then another wall went up, four walls. It's like throw a ceiling on and they're done. And the place is still standing, but I always said that's pretty like prefab walls.
Yeah, them walls got to be pretty thin. You probably
yeah.
could hear everything the neighbor's doing. You
know? I can't
so
live like that.
No.
I live in a condo you cannot hear the people over, under, or anywhere, and I don't have anyone to the
yeah.
left of me.
My mom lived in the Barringers. On the beach.
Okay,
back
that's
when
a nice
my
place.
Parents
yeah,
they were
nice
building
place.
Them and my parents bought when they were building them
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And at the time, I mean, fortunately I've grown in houses, but at the
yeah.
time it was bigger than my house.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was like 2,500 square feet
as well, because I lived at the Jade Palm.
Right.
So I, you know, and I'm back there now. I'm
yeah.
I'm back over there. I'm like two buildings away from that one.
Yeah.
And
that was a block building. It was solid.
Yeah, we're solid block. Yeah.
Yeah, but now. These buildings that they're building out here now,
no.
the, all these apartment buildings are all wood.
Yeah.
It's
so in Vieira, that's a thing.
Crazy.
But they're luxury apartments.
It's resort living.
Resort living. But I sort of like that. I like resort living.
Yeah, but
I, like that
I don't want to pay $2,300 a month
yes.
to live in a shoebox.
In a one-bedroom
exactly.
studio.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nope. I'm staying on the ocean there because I got to see, you know, I moved in, I don't know, 3 months ago, but I got to see the rocket go up at night. And I did get up at 5:20 in the morning to do that, but it was worth it.
She has to
it
sit on a milk
cool.
crate to do it, but it's
I
okay.
I still don't have furniture, you guys. So, okay. So I am taking a little heat. You know, Jennifer's like, I've been telling you Thanksgiving's coming and the kids need a place to sit. And I'm like, tell them all to bring a beanbag chair.
Oh, good.
There's no, yeah, I have a couch. My outdoor table's still inside. God is my witness, I still have a Lay's potato chip box as a nightstand next to my bed. I'm telling you, the part that doesn't bother me is none of it bothers me.
You need some folding tables.
Huh? But it doesn't. So that's what Jennifer said. Jennifer
TV
goes,
trays.
We need them TV trays
yeah.
that used to click on
yeah.
to the other
mm-hmm.
side.
Yeah.
I think we should do that and then get the, like, Stouffer's peas with the turkey and which was, like, the first, I think that was the first TV dinner out.
So Todd and I are the opposite because we just got a Lazy Boy reclining sofa sectional. And so we lay on it. We immediately lay back and it's like we turn into zombies. We can't
yeah,
get up.
Like my seat.
We can't move.
My couch.
We look at each other. We're like, this is so great.
So I can't get up. I did the same thing. I got the couch that rocks. Both sides rock at different times. And then the other one. And now, you know, your furniture is all built so you can charge your phones and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, it's sitting in my, like, phone to hit the send button. Everything I got is LED and lit up because I'm ultra modern. I am. With my Lay's potato chips box,
right.
maybe I'll put some LED on my Lay's potato chips box, and no, it doesn't even bother me. I had the girls over a couple of weeks ago, and because I had told them, because you know I was at her bazillion-dollar house down in Melbourne Beach, and there was, you know, most of them were business owners, and what have you, and they said we need to do this at your house next time. I go no, because I have a Lay's potato chips box. So the next thing, they all showed up at my house. I didn't even care. I was like, that's right. You guys just go on in my bedroom. Go take a look. I wasn't lying. It's a Lay's potato chip box. It's a red one, though. It's cool. It's got a little color. So, and then there's something called Temu. You know what Temu is?
Have you seen my earrings?
See?
It's Temu.
So I wasn't quite sure of Temu, but so Jennifer has decked my home out with Temu stuff.
Yes. China has all your data now, but it's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So probably Temu. Yeah, that sounds pretty Chinese. But
yeah.
So, because I'm not a knick-knacky person. There's nothing. There's no knick-knacks. There's no plants. There's no, you know, there's nothing that I would have to dust in my home. Just walls. Just give me four walls. I do like art. So art on the walls is good. But speaking of art, I did the Derek Gore, another night there, and where my bar is, he had four bar pictures in back of my bar. I had
Very
to have
cool.
them. No, they're $2,200 a piece.
He's the
like,
man.
Oh, no. I know. They're beautiful though. Mm-hmm.
I have his prints. Like, he used to design graphic art for promotional posters for rock bands. So I have, a Beastie Boys.
That's so
and
cool. And
a
were
Led
they
Zeppelin.
Like the collage things?
And
what is
signed.
That called? Where he literally takes pieces of magazines. You
well,
remember?
It's not like that because these are promotional posters,
okay.
But they're, you know, graphics of his posters. So it's like a copy
and
of a copy. But
he's
yeah,
awesome,
he's amazing.
Though.
He's a collagist.
He's amazing.
Yes.
What is it? A collagist? Is that what
guess,
it's called?
Yeah.
That's a new word on
I
Kim.
Don't even know how he sees the vision of it with
it
these little
so cool.
pieces of. It's
you know,
phenomenal.
Let's just put this out there to the world for him. The Derek Gore, it's downtown Highland Avenue,
Egali
Arts District. Mm-hmm. And like Kitty Corner from FM, one of my favorite pizza places.
Mm-hmm.
But it is some of the coolest art ever. Those collage things, what is that the word? Is that the word you just said? Collage?
I guess that's what you'd call it.
I remember when we were in school, we'd have to take magazines mm-hmm. and newspapers and cut little squares and then make pictures with them. But I'm telling you, this is unreal, the stuff he does. You and your wife need to stop
just
that
Google
way.
Him.
Yeah. It's so
it's
cool.
Awesome.
So I can't get a print of them because mine, it's like brushed metal. He's literally done this on brushed metal and it looks like a martini glass.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very cool. So anybody that wants to buy Kim a Christmas present, it's at the Derek Gore Art
Derek Gore's Gallery.
Mm-hmm. Derek Gore's Gallery. It's the bar pictures. I need both of them, please. I need the matching set. I got a couple things happening. One, you know we are here because Melbourne Seafood loves yep. us and wants us to be here and sponsors the show, every single show we do. He is still got his bowls. You did eat there. You still have
I had before. I've had lunch, yes.
So,
I've had that great $10 lunch special a couple times.
You better get on your phone right now and try to get that free meal that we're giving out. Donna Grigsby won the last one. Do you know Donna? Because she does a lot of she's an officiant for weddings in our area. She also decorates. But Melbourne Seafood has their bowls, their boils, their family meal deals, their lunch specials are still under $9.95. They've got kid meals for $6. They give military discounts and they have daily specials. Make sure you stop into one of the Melbourne Seafood stations. I like the one down in downtown. Is that Strawbridge or New Haven? I never could tell because on one, if you're going Like US 1, you're on New Haven.
It should be Strawbridge. Strawbridge. City Hall is on
Strawbridge.
On New Haven.
So we've got a couple other things. We have the 5th annual Brevard. Let's see if you've ever done this one. The Holiday Tour of Historic Homes.
No, but I want to.
Okay, so this could go in with your show that we're going to do of all of the different civic centers, why their names on it, who gave it, why they did that. Because these historic homes, I almost have to blow this up. I do, because I'm getting old and I can't. Let me just see here. Okay. There's a lighthouse. Did you know there's the Canaveral Lighthouse?
Yes.
There's the Green Gables.
Yes.
Where's that? What is
that? It's right near downtown Melbourne. We're actually doing an event with them. I'll get you details for it.
Is that the old house they moved?
Green Gables. No, that's that. She was a plastic surgeon. I cannot remember her name.
I remember this. And they moved it. But it was in Melbourne Beach, right?
No, it was on, like, right as you were going to cross over the causeway down by Front Street.
Yes, and they picked this house up and moved it.
Picked it up and moved it.
That's so wild. The Pritchard House. You know, the house that I love to see is still off of O'Galley there.
Rossner.
The Rossner House. Yeah. It's very cool. But it looks like it used to have like the scary like cemetery type looking thing with gates.
It's there.
It's a family cemetery.
Cemetery, yeah. It's there.
Do you know of that?
No, I don't know that.
You know what? That's really cool. That's a cool little area there. Older homes, but I love it. I love it all the same. So anyways, that's the 5th annual Holiday Tour of Historic Homes. You can call 321-254-9855 and get all of the information on that. It's running December 6th through the 8th and again through the 13th to 15th. You should catch that.
I'm thinking my oldest daughter is a very old soul. She loves that stuff. And I'm thinking,
my kid's an old soul.
Nice
too.
Little outing with the son-in-law and my daughter.
Old souls are cool. Like Haley's an old soul.
Yeah, and then we can go to Lord's Library and
oh yeah, I love Lord's
hang
Library.
Out.
Except they keep kicking me out.
Uh-oh.
They keep kicking me out for not being in the right attire.
Proper attire.
Oh goodness.
It just said Nike. Seriously, come on, Ethan. Okay, we've got here's something very cool. Atlantic Mortgage Services. Dan and Deb have been there since 1989 doing mortgages and helping people. So if you're young out there and forget these high rent things, you can literally go to Dan, give him all your info, and he will set you up and groom you for the proper mortgage so that you can buy instead of rent. The Dan and Deb, they're on I don't know if I should say they're on A1A or if they're on Jimmy Buffett Parkway now. I don't even know. It's in Satellite Beach there by Lowe's, just north of Lowe's. Their number is real easy. It's 321-777-3199. I can tell you this, though. They've got a really cool, it's a new loan that is like for you and I, if we had in-laws that we didn't want to live with, they have a new mortgage out there so that we can put them in a home.
Oh.
Not a home. Mm-hmm. Like we say, you're going to my kids always say, don't worry, Mom, Sunnydale will be fine. We'll come visit you at Sunnydale once a month. This is so that you can actually get them a house and get a mortgage, not messing with your mortgage. But Dan has a new plan that he's dying to tell everybody about.
Rates are coming down, too.
So we close finally on the 6th of next month on, my son's been living in my house forever and it's going to be his on the 6th. So I'm happy. I hope that he gets engaged soon.
Hint, hint.
I know. I love his girlfriend, Jenny. and it's like, come on, put a ring on it. You got the house.
And move forward.
You got the house. You got the truck. You got he works in Northrop Grumman. He's got a good job. Just put a ring on it.
Seal the deal.
Seal the deal. That's right. Mom, I'm old fashioned. You can't be living together. Forever. Space Coast Harley Davidson. Our Space Coast Harley Davidson has been doing some appreciation parties for the customers. They're at 1440 Sportsman. Have you been out there? They got a lot of events going on.
I have been to events there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So So they're getting really busy and huge. I know there's been a little change of, they've closed, I think, and I'm going to say it wrong, I think they closed the Daytona one, or maybe up, it was north anyways. They've closed one location, and then they've had a switch of some people. Some people are back, and they're making some really, really positive changes, I hear. But they're doing their hog. I turned my phone, sorry. Let's get back there. Okay. They're doing Space Coast Harley-Davidson is on December 7th. They're doing their grill and chill. I love this, though. Free beer, free burgers, free dogs, and lots of stuff to win.
Wow.
So whenever you see free, you'd think that a bunch of people would show up for that. I know that the guys that ride Harleys, I'm telling you, they're great with the Toys for Tots, getting kids presents for the Christmas. So I hope that everybody stops in there. They've also got on December 14th their second annual Christmas Wonderland. And again, you can give them a call, and they're going to give you all the information at Space Coast Harley-Davidson in Palm Bay. We have also just one more thing. We've got at the King Center, we've got loads and loads. I know you've been to the King Center.
Oh, you know I
for
have.
For concerts. So they've got all kinds of things happening there. Have you been to the Classic Rewind?
I have not. I do. Last one I went to was ZZ Top.
Was ZZ Top.
Oh, they were
no,
incredible.
It wasn't really ZZ Top.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes, except for the bass player, but
okay.
He's replaced, and he was the tech. So, yes,
okay,
they are
so it was
ZZ
the
Top.
Actual
yes.
ZZ Top. So they have these grilling and chilling. It's called Party on the Patio. They're doing some renovations out there. It's grilling and chilling. They've got kicking chicken sandwiches, sizzling sausage, Italian sausage with peppers. Haven't had that in a while. Mom said eat your veggie sandwich. But they've got Nurse Blake. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what Nurse Blake is. Shock Advisory Tour. I hear that it's a really good thing to see. That's on December 3rd. It's called Live Nation Nurse Blake. They've also got, who knew? The Little River Band's coming back. Matt Matthews, Frankie Valli, and the Happy Together Tour. So keep up with the King Center. Keep up with the King Center Live. And I know Chicago's coming there. I think I've seen them there. But I like concerts there. Rick Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my brother did the guitar on that album. That was one of his. But anyways, lots happening in town.
Cocoa Playhouse.
I told you we're going to talk about Cocoa Playhouse in a second, because you went and saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Have you seen that?
I've been there. My daughter used to do their youth program, Stars.
Okay.
So
the
Stars. Yeah.
Okay, so they're doing, okay, so we might as well just talk about it now. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's been running pretty much in November. November 29th to December 8th, and that's your last chance to see it at the Cocoa Village Playhouse. I think they're moving like Phoenix or somewhere. But so this is the Stars of Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cool.
It is.
The youth, they're doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They're doing it on December 16th and 17th. The Nutcrackers there, the 20th and 22nd, and It's a Wonderful Life on the 23rd. It is their 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Who knew? You can call 321-636-5050, Cocoa Village Playhouse. It's a cool, eclectic place. Hello Dolly's playing, just loads of fun. And
just a
you,
correction on the Rudolph
please.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Jr.
Junior, right. It's the Stars of the Future.
It's the Stars of Tomorrow.
It's the stars
for
of
the young
tomorrow.
Kids. And even if you don't have a child or whatnot, it's very,
and
very
good. And how
old
are these kids? Are they little?
No, I think my daughter was in it when she was in middle school. So it's like middle school and up.
All the ages, no, they vary.
Oh, it's little too?
It is?
They vary.
Elementary? Really?
My niece's daughter is in it, and she's been in it over the past 2 or 3 years, and she's young.
Mm-hmm.
So the ages do vary
mm-hmm.
in there.
And, you know, Scott was
so
a child
good.
Star. Really? In California. Oh. I mean, he was really on a show, so he's done it all.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
So, and we're going to be, I know I love going to plays at the Henninger Center. So I'm going to be getting with them next week, and we'll find out next time we get together, which won't be next Tuesday. we will, they closed, okay, Harley-Davidson closed their Titusville one, but the Coco, the...
Yeah, I didn't think they would close
Daytona. Yeah, the Daytona, that's why I said it was one in the north, but their Titusville location closed, but their... Their Daytona one. I love that we can get this information so quick now while we're on the air. But they're, they've closed Titusville, but their Daytona location is still open. By Bucky's. Hello. I love that Bucky's.
Oh, I've been to Bucky's.
I might have to drive all the way there because that was just the coolest little place to get gas.
I have not been there yet, and I need to go and check it out.
I was so angry at Keith because I told him when he was coming down, I go, you really got to stop at a Bucky's. He would call me like from... You know, the never-ending Georgia, driving through Georgia. And I go, oh, you have to stop at the Bucky's. And if you miss it in Georgia, then there's one in St. Augustine. And then if you miss one, there's one in Daytona. I just went the first time. Got my kids their shot glasses. You know, my little one, 9-year-old, collects shot glasses. So I had to get her a Bucky shot glass. She drinks her milk out of it. It's all good. Oh, beautiful thing. The what else you got happening? You doing anything exciting here in the next week? Besides wisdom teeth.
I know.
That's the worst.
I'm missing some good stuff. Like, I was supposed to be setting the tree up on Monday at City Hall, but now I get to delegate. I get to do all the work to set up and have it ready to go for everybody, and then they're going to do it on Monday.
So what's your actual description? Is it, say, when you took that job and you'll be setting up all the Christmas trees? Where do you draw the line and go, oh, heck to the no, that can't
so
be.
So I don't get to pick and choose. And sometimes I question, should the marketing and development person be doing that? Like, I have to go to the, do you remember when the kids were in elementary school? Years ago, it used to be called the Hershey Track event.
Okay.
Now it's just the annual track and field event, and the city does it. And my kids were in elementary school.
Yeah.
Every year I would sit out on that Saturday for hours and get sunburned. Was never prepared. Never thought I'd be there all day. Of course, inevitably, my kid had an event first thing at 8 a.m. and at 2 p.m. So I was always, when my last one went through sixth grade and finished and I did that event, I said, I will never have to do this again. And don't you know, the following year, I got the job with the city.
That's
and
hilarious.
I've been there every year for
Paybacks.
5 years now.
Payback.
Oh, so I give out tchotchkes and
yeah, and I
get
think
to
one time they
people.
Asked me to do like a bazillion sandwiches. I was like,
yes.
Jimmy John's.
Yes, that's what
the
we do.
The credit union had me do 900 sandwiches
Ooh.
Last year.
Ooh.
900 sub sandwiches, 900
lot.
Boxes. And it took like the whole West Wing. We lined tables up, four lines.
Oh my goodness.
Because we had to feed them all in 15 minutes. So they literally came through the door, went down the lines, and we had four, like, all the length with boxes. And that's the funniest job ever, because I know, like, Publix and that, they've got a factory that does things like that. And I'm sure they have automation. I can't believe they'll be doing them by hand. But you have to figure out how you can do 900 sandwiches, put them in your cooler, so they've got to stay temperature. So I figured that one out. We used great Amoroso rolls from the north. And we kept them frozen. We kept the bread frozen, but enough where we could slit them, put the ham and turkey in there, still a little on the cold side, and then, you know, lettuce, tomatoes in the box. But the thing is, we timed how long it would take us. We made 10. Myself and Isis, we made 10 each, and we timed it. And we're like less than a minute a sandwich. Well, when you're at 1 in the morning, you're doing one every 5 minutes. So by 2 in the morning, I'm calling people in going, no, we have to serve by 9. I need everybody get out of bed and come in here because it's taking 6 minutes a sandwich now because we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And but I could still do your events. But, yeah, we got to figure this one out. I can't – the 900 sandwiches, yeah. I don't know. More power to those who love to do it.
So we have breakfast with Santa. I have to look up the date because it sells out. I don't even put it up on the social media.
And how about the police doing
the Grinch myth?
The Grinch.
Yes.
So that's what I mean. It's a Grinch year. They're doing that at the Melbourne.
The mall.
But is that the city?
It's the police department.
It's the police department.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I
know it's outside of Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
What day is that? Do we know? We can give a little shout out for the police, our friends at take care of us in Melbourne.
Flyer. You know what? It'll be on her. It'll be on the police Facebook page. I'm just going to go straight there.
And they always do a good event, and it's for a great cause so that we can get everybody toys this year. And
they do Shop with a Cop?
Shop with a Cop, that's right. Yeah. You know, I don't go all out for Christmas. I do not buy my kids a bunch of stuff. I just don't. I don't know why. I buy them stuff during the year, and at Christmas, it just bums me out. I can't stand all the... First of all, I don't like unwrapping anything. I don't... last year, I literally said, I wish Amazon wrapped presents because everything under my tree just said Amazon on the box. Oh. Well, I found out Amazon does wrap.
They do.
They wrap the boxes. But, no, I'm one of them. If I can't get it on, I start shopping for Christmas on the 23rd. I go to Walmart, and if I can't get it at Walmart, my kids don't need it. And no, I don't spend a lot of money. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. I must be like the Scrooge.
So they have the Meet the Grinch December 6th, Friday, December 6th
okay.
at 4 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th at 10 a.m.
I had that too. Grinch
yeah.
theme. Oh, that's the, I'm doing another Grinch theme.
And then downtown Melbourne, there's the reverse Christmas parade.
What does that mean?
I'm going to look.
Christmas.
Monday, December 2nd at 5 p.m. Brevard County Law Enforcement collaborates with their annual toy drive, which includes a traveling parade through each city, collecting
wow.
unwrapped toys for families in need this holiday season. The Melbourne leg of the parade is at 5 p.m. beginning at the train tracks and traveling west on New Haven. It's a great opportunity to help those in need and meet Brevard County's finest.
What date was it again?
That is the 2nd of December, Monday,
okay.
December 2nd. And we have Toys for Tots at all of the city's
at all of the
community
locations,
centers.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what I love? Because people are filling the boxes. Danny's already given us the little rabbit ears. Today has gone by so fast.
It has.
Just to let you know, I got the Melbourne Municipal Band on Thursday the 5th. And then I've got MCO, the Melbourne Community Orchestra, coming on the 18th and 19th. We've got some cool things coming up, coming ahead. Gina will be back, and we'll be talking about, we're going to have Elvis in January. We've got ABBA coming back. We've got the WWE coming back. We've got the Brevard Wedding Association coming
back.
We've got all kinds of things. Stephanie,
she's
Stephanie
out
will
there still
be
selling,
back.
Huh?
Yeah, Stephanie is out automating the world
she
and
needs to.
Yeah, and making
needs
everything
to.
Where we don't need employees anymore. I had an employee call out at 5:30 in the morning this morning. Only she didn't call me. She called somebody else, and I was like, "How come you didn't call me?" Well, I let the top know. I said, "Last I looked, I was the top." So. Yep. So we're still having to automate because we can't get employees. Anyways, listen, everybody have a wonderful week. Gina, we will not be back here for 2 weeks.
I'll be
I
here
hope
though.
You'll be back. Yep. You'll be back, and we'll be talking about what's cooking in the 321. Thanks for chiming in. Don't forget to send a little text that says, "I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood," and we'll send you out a $25 gift certificate. Bye, everybody.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.